Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. You can always find all of our Penn State football podcasts online on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. If you want to hear more of us, just go there, or better yet, you can also get all of our content on the Keystone Sports app. Just download the app, Keystone Sports, put it on your phone. There you can listen to all of our content and submit your questions for our upcoming Ask Ross segment. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us. It's August. It's football season. Penn State's about to kick off their fall camp here in, what, on, it's Saturday, August 5th, I think, is when they start, or 4th, Friday the 4th.
Remember, you're never really that good at math. I would say it's the 4th.
It's the
since
4th.
We're talking on the 2nd.
Yeah, yeah, it's just, it's
Saturday it's the 4th. Let's go with the 4th.
It's August. That means it's football season. I'm Andy Shea, not very good at math, by the way. Joining me is Bob Flounders, better at math. Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Welcome back from Chicago. Big Ten Media Days, we missed you. Ross Tucker last week. Ross will join us shortly. We expect him to pop in here. If not, he'll be doing quarters 2, 3, and 4 with us. But I think he's going to pop in and join us in the first.
Every minute we have with Ross is a blessing, so let's just hope for let's hope for sooner rather than later.
We're going to kick off the show this week with some news and notes. Plenty to talk about, including some Penn State news, some surrounding Penn State that sort of... related to Penn State being in the Big Ten East and another school in there. We're talking about the Ohio State University. Quarter 2's Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We got not one, not two, but three recruits that Penn State's added since the last time Ross was with us. We're going to have him analyze them. They are your questions and his answers. It's Ask Ross, brought to you by our good friends at 409TailgateClub.com. That powers quarter 3. And in quarter number 4, we close out strong as we do every week. We're going to have a roundtable discussion about the 2018 recruiting class and the freshman potential and the roster impact that they might have immediately. Some of those guys. I got 5 guys on my list. It's not too much of a stretch. So, no sense avoiding it. Let's jump right in. This is what we know as of the time we are recording this. It could move quickly. We don't know. But the Ohio State University's head football coach, Urban Meyer, has been placed on paid administrative leave as of Wednesday while the university investigates claims that he knew about some domestic abuse stuff, that text messages have come to light that were sent to his wife. These are allegations against an assistant coach who they fired last month. They got rid of Zach Smith. His wife, Courtney Smith, they were divorced, has brought these more details of this into light. She is a nurse for Ohio State University. She works on campus, so that sort of means it's university centered. What did Urban say? What did Urban know? This happened in 2015. You were there last week in Chicago. Coach Meyer's heading into his 7th season at Ohio State. Owns a 73-8 record, but who knows if he'll coach another game for the Buckeyes again? Who knows? Ohio State, it's in Ohio State's hands right now, the university's hands, but it's not a good look, is it, Bob?
No, and at Big Ten Media Days, he made it very clear that at the time he was asked about it extensively, he didn't know much. He hadn't heard much. Nothing was – it was all new. It was all new to him. They had just fired Zach Smith. I'll say a couple things. Like, have you heard a lot of prominent people being put on administrative leave and then coming off of administrative leave?
Not really.
I would also say this. If Ohio State University determines that Urban Meyer was lying about some things and did know about some things, I mean, I don't see a scenario where he would return.
They got rid of Jim Tressel for less, didn't they?
They did.
They did. I mean, it was what? Tattoos and cars and something else that
it was essentially tattoos.
Yeah, it was essentially
that
tattoos.
That might have been the final straw, but they did that. The way you phrased it exactly right. Jim Tressel was out at Ohio State for far less than what is being portrayed with potentially being portrayed with Urban Meyer. So yeah, it does not look good. But as we talk about this on lunchtime on Thursday, August 2nd, he is on administrative leave. We might have a different conversation the next time we get together.
Yeah, it could be the next time. There's going to be collateral damage from this. There's no way to look into a crystal ball and say what you
interesting
going to happen. It's interesting that they violence.
Put who they put in charge of the program with him.
Yeah.
Well, you consider that the Indiana coach
former Indiana coach
got in trouble at Indiana, and Urban brought him into the fold for some stuff.
Greg
Schiano's the DC. You can't really make him, I don't think, the interim head coach because of
Tennessee.
Some stuff in his past.
Right.
Actually, you know, and technically, I believe related to his time at Penn State. So, yeah, it's just an awful look. It's an awful situation. And, you know, in this day and age, Andy, what I've learned all my time on the Penn State beat and having been through everything with the university and Jerry Sandusky and Joe Paterno is
right.
in this world, things tend to move much faster. Universities tend to be much more decisive and act much quicker in this day and age. They want to get ahead of the story. They want to control things. They want to go into damage control. So I would imagine whatever's going to happen with Ohio State and Urban Meyer, it won't be very long.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be long either. There's a lot of tree branches to this trunk that could come off it. There's a lot of tentacles. There's going to be collateral damage. The team is highly regarded going into the Big Ten season. They're set to start practice on the 4th. See, there's my math doing well again. I think one of the things collateral damage immediately that you can keep an eye on in terms of Penn State, not in terms of Ohio State, will be recruiting. One of the top 2020 kids in the country, that would be Julian Fleming. He's a consensus top 5 kid from Southern Columbia. He told Penn Live, your guys, that the situation at Ohio State with Urban Meyer is quote unquote a concern, and he's leaving his options open. Penn State and Ohio State were among the 6 teams on his sort of release list. He's kind of saying, I'm going to kind of look at everything.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded like he was kind of saying that I was seriously looking at Ohio State, but now I have to reconsider that, so I'm going to kind of reconsider everything. But that's just one small example of some of the collateral damage of what's going to happen. But I think you're right. I think this is going to move quick, and I think by next week, paid administrative leave. Who comes back from paid administrative leave?
I just can't. Maybe he'll be the first, but I don't remember a lot of prominent people being put in that situation. Then things go back to normal.
So let's go moving on. We're done talking about Urban Meyer and Penn State. We're going to tell Ross we talked about it. since we last convened, Mr. Flounders, yep. Penn State has added not one, not two, but 3 more recruits to its 2019 mm-hmm. recruiting class. We will review those recruits individually with Ross, the boss, and Tucker Stape. That's coming up in quarter number 2. But the big one is the one that happened August 1st. Michael Johnson Jr., the 4-star quarterback from Eugene, Oregon. He became the 2nd quarterback in the 2019 class to give a verbal commitment to Penn State, joining Taquan Roberson, a couple of 4-stars, a couple of quarterbacks, something James has always wanted.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this. It's weird to see that 4-star from Oregon come to Penn State, but he fits what they want to do. And I think that James, like you said, I think it's always better to have more than one quarterback in a recruiting class. Fascinating to see what the Penn State quarterback room is going to look like next year and years to come if everyone stays. But this is the way of the world. I mean, the best 3 are going to compete for the job probably, and there's going to be some transfers, but it happens everywhere. I think it's a very interesting get. They're continue to expand their recruiting footprint. And I think Penn State fans need to get used to this, especially in years where Penn State's coaching staff deems that maybe in-state it's not a great year for prospects.
Yeah, and I found this part very interesting of what Johnson said after he told OregonLive.com this. He said, facilities and everything are great, but it comes down to coaches, your teammates, and the environment you're in. Facilities aren't that big a deal to me. If I was going to go somewhere for the facilities, I would have committed to Oregon a long time ago. So, I mean, that's a small peek inside what recruits look at, but
also speaks to how sharp James Franklin is as a recruiter.
That's what I was going to.
If their facilities aren't necessarily A-plus stuff and he's still getting kids from across the country, it really speaks to his approach, how he's doing things, and just how really good of a recruiter that he is. He was billed as a great recruiter when he got here, and he did it at Vanderbilt. Now he's doing it at Penn State, and I mean, yeah, you just looking big picture, I mean, this is going to continue.
I mean, in this class, there are 14 commits now, right? 10 of them are four-star, one of them is five-star, and three of them are three-stars. He's not only getting them, but he's getting good ones. So, all right, one more tidbit before we get out. This one's one you want to talk about.
Right.
Manny Bowen.
I do.
Suspended Penn State linebacker. Yep. Is he in? Is he not? It's the big question. What do you think?
Yeah, here's what I think. James Franklin did pretty much open the door wide open in Chicago when he refused to answer the question and said, as of right now, he's not on the roster. I want to talk about the guys that are on the roster. Just from what I've been hearing, unless there's a dramatic reversal of fortune, Manny Bowen was going to be given another chance at Penn State. It might not be early in August, but he is positioned, and James Franklin is strongly considering letting Manny. I'm not saying it's 100%, but I think there's a very strong chance that at some point Manny Bowen, if everything goes the way it's going right now, he will get another chance at Penn State. And just listening to James Franklin talk about him out in Chicago, I mean, he basically said it without saying it. I mean, he could have just slammed the door shut in Chicago,
right?
And he did. So that I start asking around a little bit, start seeing where things are at,
poking your nose around.
I do believe that Manny Bowen at some point could be back on the field at Penn State in the fall. Not 100%, but I think what I'm hearing is that James is seriously considering maybe giving him one more shot.
While you were out in Chicago and Jim and I were doing the show last week, we talked about this and James Franklin addressing it, and I said to me it was, James has opened the door and is standing there, but he hasn't opened the screen door yet. That's what it felt like to me. Like, he could have easily said, thanks, no thanks, and then just shut the door. But it seemed to me like he's opened the door, he's standing there, but he hasn't opened the screen door yet. Let me ask you on beyond that real quick. Do you know the leadership council from within the team, do you think James consults these guys in any way, shape, or form? Do you think they have a voice in this decision, or do you think this is a James and James? Obviously, James is going to be the ultimate decision maker, but do you think he's listening to anybody else when it comes to making this decision, particularly Manny Bowen's? Would be his teammates?
He might listen, but I think this is James' decision. He has to think about the big picture of the program. You know, if he was going to make it easy for Manny Bowen to return after being suspended twice, then I'm sure there were some young players in the program that would say, hey, look, you know, what does it really mean when I'm in trouble? I mean, am I going to come back? They're looking at this situation, if Manny Bowen would come back, and say, he had a lot to do. He had a lot of ground to cover to get back in the program's good graces. Do I really want to put myself in that position to get back?
So
that's what I think the message. If he comes back, I think that's the message.
What I'm reading between the lines with you is it took a lot for Manny Bowen to even get to close to coming back.
And James wants to make it clear that that's how it's going to be.
All right, that'll do it for quarter number one. Stick with us. We'll be talking new Penn State 2019 recruits with Ross Tucker coming up in Tucker's Tape.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
It's time to own summer with Labatt Blue. To have a can't-do-this-anywhere-but-Pennsylvania summer. Hit the waters with paddles, backflips, cannonballs, and cap things off with a bonfire and Labatt Blue. Soak it in with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue light-loving Pennsylvania cans, celebrating Pennsylvania's summer spots. While supplies last, beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.